This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Is this the darkest day in Triple M's history, Jane Kennedy?
You could very well be right, Mick Molloy.
Flags at half-mast. Gibson in receivership. I repeat, Gibson in receivership. What is the world coming to? We will discuss this at length during today's program.
And just to juxtapose that, we're also going to talk about the royal wedding.
Again, flags at half-mast here.
Because we're going to be inundated and we've got some warnings for you. I'm going to warn a lot of men when to be out of the house.
Well, while we're talking warnings, spoiler alerts. Oh. Do some people just not get it? What are the rules? Who needs to be told? Because there's a big one going around at the moment about Infinity Wars.
And there's
spoiler
people,
alert.
Just zip it. And we'll talk about
keep a
people
lid on
who
it.
Do
Toots
that.
Is what we're saying. Can you trademark the shoey? We will take a look at this. Formula One's grab to get their hands on the shoey. We'll talk to Dave Reynolds, possibly the inventor
of the shoey. He knows. And also a man who, of his own admission, maybe just punching above his weight a little with his girlfriend,
yes.
Tahan, who is going to be a representative in Miss Universe Australia.
She's a finalist for Miss Universe Australia, yep. And we'll be talking to her as well. So be on your best behaviour, David.
Okay.
Don't embarrass the whole team.
We might have to ask you to do the very same.
Everyone
please,
just
Michael.
Behave. Hey, Jane, question without notice.
What?
The Lost in Space robot.
Yeah.
Have you got the hots for him?
The old one, maybe.
The old one. Danger, Will Robinson.
Yeah,
danger,
but apparently a lot of chicks around the world have got the hots for the new Lost in Space.
The new one, if it could be battery operated, is up and about. Russell Howcroft, Gruen, starts again tonight, one of the smartest shows on Australian TV. Russell will be in here to talk us through what they're up to and a few other topics of his choosing.
We can't wait. We'd love to talk to you all. Lots of calls, lots of tweets.
Yeah, it's all coming up.
Instagrams.
Yep,
your Facebooks. We're all over
program.
It.
So here we go. Let's get into it straight off the bat.
Hey. What?
This is annoying the hell out of me. No, it's time for a special alert.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
This is not a drill. Calling all men. This is a Category 5 Royal Wedding documentary alert. Warning. Hide remote from partner. Change channel to Fox Sports immediately. This is not a drill. This is a fully blown Royal Wedding documentary alert.
Oh,
wow. Now, my God.
Are you across? You will be across this.
I am, sir.
How far out from the Royal Wedding are we,
all right,
Jane Kennedy?
The wedding date is the 19th of May at Windsor Castle. God,
couple of weeks.
19th of May.
It's 2 weeks away.
It's a long
They've
time
started
away.
In. So Sunday night, this is what I love watching current affairs on TV. And
really?
I watch news and current affairs.
Yeah.
And when something
bothers surprise me.
Oh, please. You know that's a passion of mine.
Sure.
If the Tigers don't play, Fox Sports and Fox News.
All right.
Both drive me mad. And
what did you see on Sunday night?
Well, Sunday night, I've gone, please don't tell me it started.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the first time you see the Christmas decorations up and you know you're still months out from Christmas.
All right.
There on Sunday night on Channel 7, Sunday night program, a whole episode devoted.
That's right. Melissa Doyle hosted a royal event and it featured her Diana's biographer, that annoying git, Andrew Morton.
Doesn't he bob up every so often?
He's
a royal vulture.
He's a shocker.
He picks on the bones of royals.
If he was going with a friend of mine, I'd just have an intervention say drop him.
But did you see I got about 10 minutes into the documentary before I could muster up the courage to change it. He's in cahoots with his daughter now. His daughter is helping him. He's handing it down.
How sick is that?
It's like a second generation
The poisoned apple doesn't fall far from the poisonous vines of that. Anyway.
I wish them ill.
We started that off on Sunday night.
Sunday night. Now, what's happening?
Now, Seven are going to follow that up with an ITV special, which is the British station, called Invitation to a Royal Wedding.
When?
And that's going to go on the week preceding...
There's one on tonight.
Thanks, hold your horses. I'm going network by network.
We've got to get the guys.
I'm
guys
giving
need
them
to
warning.
Be drilled on this.
Well, there
now.
Was one last night as well.
Of course there was. I got caught up in that one too.
I got caught up in that as well. That was all about the dresses. And you know what was really creepy about that? They had, you know, because the original dressmakers for Princess Diana's, which is the best dress ever made in the history of royal weddings, the Emmanuels were the British designers. And then I, in fact, had my debut dress based on her engagement dress.
Well, that's sad, Jane.
What's sad? What bit's
you
sad?
You are sad.
Why? Because I made my debut. Oh, there'll be many people who relate to me. Many, many.
That would have been made.
Anyway, so that was on last night.
In the 40s, I would have thought.
Moving on. Moving on. Harry and Meghan in their own words.
All right.
That's on next week.
That's on next
week. Meghan and Harry, the first 100 days. That's on the 15th of May.
Meghan and a hillbilly family. That'll be one. They're the ones who are going to cop a lot of scrutiny.
Okay, there's one tonight called Meghan Markle, a modern princess on Channel 10. Full alert. Full alert. 7:30 tonight. There's a warning.
This is a fully... This is a fully blown alert. Guys, what you got to do, anticipate it, make sure the channel, make sure it doesn't bob up, make sure ads don't bob up, get it, get the remote, get it over, quick sticks or you're cooked.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
You really are. There's more. I mean, I just don't know when this stops. Foxtel have got When Harry Met Meghan, and that's on May the 17th.
Expect
that's
more from Foxtel.
2 days before.
Right.
So do I.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
The maker of the Gibson guitar is filing for bankruptcy
after 116 years.
Yeah, and it's in debt. And I.
And what was its mistake? Where did it go wrong? Because this is an iconic brand. It's the top of the tree. It's the top of the pyramid.
Annoyingly,
been there, involved in all the great moments.
Well, it breached out into selling headphones and speakers, accessories, and other electronics instead of concentrating on the iconic guitar.
Tell what you know.
What have you done?
They're selling like 170,000 guitars a year.
Not enough.
Exactly.
It's between $100 and $500 million there in debt.
You know what would be good if everyone who's got one at the end of their gig tonight smashed it? so they had to buy another one.
That's funny.
Because can we all chip in? Is there some kind of royal telephone or something?
Yeah. Crowdfund it.
Can we crowdfund it?
Great idea.
This is a good idea.
You know what? That's not so crazy.
A Triple M crowdfunding project to save. How much do we need to raise? What do they
do? I would say probably $200 million will get them over the line.
Let's say $200 million. So let's get a crowdfunding page going from Triple M. No. What if we don't get there? Well, no one gets hurt.
Everyone gets their money back, don't they?
In the meantime, we keep Gibson alive. Gibson, they just that slash. Yeah, it's Slash.
Slash. Hey, look, let's hear a little bit more.
He did the iconic Dr. Dan theme. This is Slash on the Gibson.
Okay. Here
listen him swing the axe.
Here we go.
Oh man, the hairs on my arm are sticking
here
up
right
now.
Here we
go.
No!
It's a travesty.
It is a travesty.
I can't believe it. And their own theme music, which you found, Jane.
Yes,
Kennedy.
This is Slash as well.
This is Slash.
This
our
is the
opening
theme music,
music
for opening music. If we got?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
This one here.
Yeah.
Come on. There he is.
Gotta love that.
Do we have to give our theme back? Is our theme in hock?
No, that's all right. No. We'll keep that out. Look, there's so many great guitar solos played on a Gibson guitar. I'm a little concerned, and now I feel terrible, that I may have had, and people like me...
You're part of the problem.
...may have had something to do with the demise
You sit there now and you cry your crocodile tears, but tell everyone...
Well, this was some years ago.
Tell them about your trip to the supermarket chain.
Well, one day I went to get some noodles and some tuna from Aldi, and I came home with an electric guitar and an amp. So it's people
Nail
like me now.
In
that's
the coffin
wrong.
Of Gibson.
And I don't even play that stupid guitar.
Tock. There
it's terrible.
It is. Nail, tock, tock, tock.
It's terrible.
Nail.
Speaking of nails and coffins, did you know that when Chuck Berry died, his beloved cherry red Gibson guitar was bolted to the inside of his coffin lid?
Lucille.
Well, they probably need it back now.
They might need
it back
now.
And dig him up. You're some of the most identifiable in history you'll know. Jimmy Page, Led Zeppelin Day.
Oh, this is number one right here.
Red Gibson, people! That was Jimmy Page.
That
was that on the double
so
fret? Was that on the double fret?
I don't think so.
That's just awesome. Perfect.
Huge.
Yes, it's Brett's on the line. Brett, are you there? We got him?
Yeah. It is ES335 and the Firebird headstock.
Hey, Brett. How are you?
Sorry to interrupt your conversation.
Sorry, we just cut. We didn't hear the first bit, but what were you going to say about Gibson guitar?
Oh, Dave Grohl and all the Foo Fighters play the Gibson. And
naturally.
Yeah, got a honey tone.
So what's going to happen? What's going to happen when they wear out their current guitars? Where do they go?
Look, I think they're going to try and keep the company afloat. And they're going, they've got...
All these guys could band together.
Of course they could.
If you can't get $200 million between the Foo Fighters, between, I don't know, the Rolling Stones, between Angus Young, between all these, can't they get together and buy this company? Good on you, Brett.
Yeah.
Can we hear a little bit more? How about we play Gunners, Sweet Child of Mine? I mean, honestly.
Sweet Child of Mine. Now, again, Slash again.
Yeah. What about a super group of all these guitarists together, put out a song, raise money?
A tour, a world tour.
A world tour.
Dave
even,
speaking.
You know, even Green Day, American Idiot.
American Idiot, Green Day. That's a Gibson, people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. Hey, what about, let's go right to the top of the tree. Keith Richards.
Oh, yeah,
Keith Richards, come. Sympathy with the Devil. There you go now. Come on.
That's the best. Terrible. What's going on, Gibson?
This is a very dark day for Triple M.
Hey, I think the supergroup idea is a really...
Hey,
how can we own this? How can we make this happen?
And we all bail it out and we have a worldwide telethon where people chip in money to save
And then we go on
Gibson.
The road with them and then I can be a real band mole and with all these guys and their guitars.
Okay.
And the drummers.
Settle. I don't see that how Ray raises us any money.
You've just got
lost in the moment.
Yeah.
There it is, people. Today to celebrate this day or to commemorate this day, I would like everyone, all our Triple M listeners, to wear black.
Hang on a minute.
Mission accomplished.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Guys, if I could light a cigarette lighter in the office, I would have it going
there
right now.
There you go, Dave.
If I could.
Do it.
Well, I can't because the OH&S policy.
Who cares?
Can't light a candle, Andy.
No naked flame in the building.
I don't care. I'll do it.
You're living on the
edge. I'll set fire to the furniture if I have to make
my
point. I'm angry today because
I'm
of the sad passing of the Gibson, the greatest axe in rock and roll history. There's hope.
There is hope.
What do you mean there's hope? It's kaput. It's out of business.
No, it's they still think that they've got rid of now all the stupid electronic side of things that they went for.
So they've gone into bankruptcy to protect themselves from creditors so
That's
they can rebuild around
so
their core
rebuild.
Business, which is gnarly riffs.
Correct.
Which is great. I mean, we can't tell you how sad we are. You've got some darkness there.
Sure, yeah. I believe in a thing called love.
No, you can pick that out of an audio lineup any day.
See, everyone says the Gibson sweet.
Yeah,
sweet sound of it.
Yeah. I love that stuff. I love it indeed.
Did you ever learn a musical
instrument? I did, yeah. Yeah, the French horn.
French horn? Were you playing the William Tell overture or something?
Maybe I was. It was a sad day when William Tell died.
That would be Rossini wrote that.
No, well, there was a
way
of getting out of going to class at Peninsula.
Really? Were there girls playing
the
horns?
Yes, they were. From Turek College.
There you go.
How convenient.
Me and my mate, Rob McGuinness, Dr. Rob.
I thought you played the cowbell.
Do you know what? The cowbell, I don't think I'll play the cowbell.
Really?
I put it away now. What? If I can't play with the Gibson, I'm not going to get there. Warwick, give us a call if you want to get involved. 133353. Warwick, sad day, yeah?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And what about the guys that came before, all the guys that you mentioned influenced them?
Yeah.
B.B. King.
Yep.
Alan,
All the blues players.
Muddy Waters. Yeah, well, Muddy
Let's
Waters.
Let's have a little listen.
Where it began.
I love it, mate. And a very good point, Warwick. As we said, 116 years in business.
And the earliest influencer of all the guitarists. We should give Warwick a prize as
well.
Yeah,
give Warwick a
prize. Kennedy Malloy
well
prize pack coming your way, Warwick. Thanks, Warwick.
Go home and listen to your Muddy Waters, mate.
Yeah.
And have a cry.
Yeah. Stuart.
Hey, guys. How are we going?
Really well.
What does it mean to you, the Gibson?
Well, I've been waiting for you to mention Ace Frehley and his family, mate.
I thought I'd tear up.
He looks very emotional about it.
And you want to hear some?
Yeah.
Ace, come on.
He's coming to Australia, by the way.
He's coming to Australia. Yeah. Do you know what? He might have to stop setting fire to his guitar.
They're precious.
Ace Frehley, who invented the smoking guitar, that was his thing. Well,
how good.
They left to stop smoking. Yeah. I'm going to have to get on the patches. Yes. People have to put the Gibson on the patches.
Maybe it means they'll have to buy them all up a whole stack.
Yeah.
But well, maybe
could
this
be good
is
for
it.
Business.
Well, we're not giving up on this idea no, that all... Dave Grohl is good at this stuff.
He, yeah. Look, you get him, he's got plenty of mates.
Round up your mates, get them together, put on a super group, Dave's idea of a super group, and then we
world tour.
You know, he's got Cal Jam coming up in September. Maybe that's, you know, a time that he could get some of his mates on
maybe
board
we
then.
Should go to Cal Jam to protest
to
the demise
the Gibson?
Of the
get
Gibson.
Get some placards.
I'm happy to go.
Because, you know, I've never been to a music festival.
Well, that's why you should stay here.
No, I'm not going to stay here.
Well, maybe we could kill two birds.
Oh.
Maybe we should go and set fire to yourself during Dave Grohl's set.
Just a little bit of my hair.
All right, all right.
Not too much.
Let's keep moving.
Okay.
Nick, Mick. What's it mean to you, mate? What's it mean to you?
Oh, I'm devastated, but just lucky enough that there's a couple of brand new Gibsons at home that we're able to buy.
You've got them? How many Gibsons all up?
Oh, I've got a couple of Les Pauls and an SG, and my wife's got a Melody Maker.
No kidding.
Anyone got the Fender Stratocaster?
We haven't got any Strats, but we've got, she's endorsed by Porsche. She's endorsed by Fender, but
we've got
a couple of Telecasters.
You know, you've got three at home. He could start his own band.
He could start his own super group. Mick, I'm interested to know, when you first heard the news, seriously, how did you feel as obviously a musician?
Well, certainly devastated. I know they did that thing with the electronic tuning thing a while back that wasn't overly popular, but then they changed that.
Yep.
But, you sort of think, well, what's going to happen now? It's like Ford and Holden.
Good work.
You're right.
It's
going to happen.
Take your point. Yes, yes, once it's a fall of Rome. Scott, what are you thinking, mate?
I think we do with the Philip Hughes and put out your Gibson.
Hashtag put out your Gibson.
Yeah, it depends what area you're living in.
Careful.
Wouldn't be putting mine out.
They'll go quick sticks.
I'm not putting mine out either, I tell you.
Did you have one?
I have since acquired one.
Highly strung ever? Were they electrified? Yeah.
No, I was acoustic, but I do. We do
acoustic,
now.
Acoustic? You're a folk. You're a gypsy at one stage, right?
Oh, well.
I think you might have been a little.
I did play a little Spanish.
That's the highly strung sound.
People might not. No, we didn't play this in highly
Everyone
strung.
Get around Gibson. Yeah. We need to get them up and running.
Can we just have a little journey just to get us into the song? What do you reckon?
Okay.
Dave. Don't stop believing, Dave.
Oh, man. I'm not going to stop.
Come on.
Come on, Gibson.
We can do this.
We can do this. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Right around Australia.
Can you wait to drive home?
Spoiler alert, off the top, we're about to talk Infinity Wars.
Yes. Well, we're just in case anybody, we're not going to give anything away none of us have seen it.
None of us have seen it. But when you talk about spoiler alerts, I've never seen a more panicky electorate than there is right now about this film, which is probably the biggest release opening week
It
of
is the
all
highest
time.
World and US opening weekend of all time, $831 million, the US alone. It's gone. Bananas.
And everyone is making sure that they don't have this ruined for them. We've got two people in the studio, both Dave and yourself, Jane, who have first-hand examples to deal with here.
Okay,
let's start with you, Jane.
I've got an incredibly sensitive household because there are quite a few young males in the house who
full
have
of lads, been full of boys,
hanging out to see the Avengers.
Have been for some time.
It's sort of the
seen
culmination.
All the preceding ones.
So
this is it.
And really, really looking forward to it. Yeah. Now, a couple of them wanted to see it. And the others have not been able to because they've got musicals and trips away. I said, no, it's one in all and you all see it together.
Laid down the law.
I did because what happens is someone will do the spoiler alert and say what happens. And when you see a kid's face who's about 12 and get told this is the ending.
That's the end of their world.
Well, it is the end of their world and I understand it. And I just say, what Cad told you the ending. You can't do it. Oh, your brother.
Your brother.
Boys, brothers love doing that to each other. That's teasing.
Have you seen it?
But it's to devastating outcomes. Dave?
Yeah, also, I've got an 11-year-old son, and this is his world. Like, he's right into superheroes.
Did he dress up?
He would. He'd do all that.
I know you do.
Yeah, that's right. And so on Monday, I had the day off school, and so my wife and him went to the movies because, you know, he had the day off without me.
Oh, no, it's so down your alley, this movie.
Come home and spill the beans.
Oh, no.
And this happened?
No, there's rules of life, everyone. There's rules.
Did you tip some furniture over and storm out of the room? Did you go back to talk to the budgies?
Yeah, I did. I sat outside for a while and just got my thoughts together. I spoiled
this
the whole
is
thing.
A, this
have
is
you
a
had
massive
things
thing.
Spoilt for you, though?
Well,
you understand.
Well, to me, it's football. So to me, the big one's a football. I'm taping the game under no circumstances give me that result. I've got a friend, let's call him Roger, who thinks he's really good at not giving away the answer, but always Roger. Does. So I'll say, Roger, do not talk about the game. I've taped it. I want to watch it. He goes, okay, but make sure you're hanging right to the end.
No.
Yeah, you idiot. You just ruined the first 3.5 quarters for me. The best example I ever remember, because this happens a lot, if you can get to the home.
When people are busy and they've got work on, but you know you've got that joy.
There's a million ways
to do it. That
sweet
thing of watching it at home.
We were filming a film called Bad Eggs, and I was working
excellent
with Bob
film.
Franklin, great comic, good mate. And it was during the World Cup. Mm. And now Bob is a World Cup fanatic and he watches
and
every game. And we were doing night shoots in Melbourne in a suburb called Carlton at the time. And every night it was ruined for him. Like there'd be a blanket silence on set, everything. And someone would just walk in and go, how's Portugal? And you know, every time.
Oh.
Anyway, his team, England, were playing one night and he'd got through the whole afternoon, the whole evening. We finished shooting. It's about 4 in the morning. Yep. We get in a car. Oh. We're driving back to his house.
Feels
to
pretty
watch
safe.
It. Come here. We pull up at the lights. And a car pulls up, the window's down, and 3 guys with English scars go, yes!
No!
That is the end of it.
I've got to say, it's one of my pet hates in life when people do that. Yeah. The spoiler.
Like, it's hard
it's
on
not
social
funny.
Media, though, to not
well,
you know,
no,
get involved
that's, then
with
then
you've
got to be a grown-up and get off it. And if you don't want to know the result of something, don't go near it. But don't shove it down my gob.
All right.
If I don't want to know the answer.
But just so you're all aware... What happens at the end of the game?
Don't spoil it at all.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We love catching up with supercar driver Dave Reynolds because, like us, he doesn't take his job too seriously.
I wish I grew up in, like, the 70s and 80s. I think they used to come in and get a pit stop and, like, have a cigarette and a can of Coke.
That was why they came in. Yeah. Stretch the legs, have a fag.
Get going again.
And today, we get to meet his girlfriend, Tahan Lu Fat, who you might remember going the blub on national TV because Big Brother confiscated her clothes.
First my hair dryer and now my clothes.
Now, Tahan might be a Miss Universe contestant, but it's nice to know that Dave and she have a pretty normal relationship.
What are you doing?
Taking selfies.
Yeah.
So I'm not allowed to take selfies because it's annoying me.
I just hate it every 2 seconds.
I don't do it every 2 seconds, though.
And most couples do this, don't they?
If I'm hugging him, he'll just let one rip on me. Like, he won't turn.
Please welcome Dave Reynolds and Tahan Lu Fat.
Dave.
Well, listen, we
got Dave in the studio and we're...
We'll hold Tahan back because we're going to speak to the two of you together very shortly about your relationship and where this is all going.
And here's a tip. Don't let one rip, by the way, right now in the
studio,
please.
What am I supposed
to
do? Give me a hint. Help me out.
You know the rules. Come on.
All right.
Well,
shove
you've done...
the blanket in between you.
Well...
That's what she does, actually.
Oh, no.
Dave, since we spoke to you last, you're still sitting second.
Yes.
On the supercar ladder.
Yeah,
what's wrong? Were you just
I don't know, Mickey.
Can't pull a finger out?
Yeah, I don't know. Just
goofing off.
Yeah, there's been three different leaders.
Getting lost somewhere?
I'm getting lost around the track, there's been three different leaders and I've always been second, so I think that's kind of telling.
Now, a couple of things I'd love to talk to you about. The shoey is foremost in our mind because last time you were on the program and we established this, you pretty much invented it. Is that not right?
There was myself and Ryle Harris who sort of
And where was the first time you did it?
It was in Darwin 2015 in June, I think it was.
And the motivation for grabbing your boot, filling it with champagne and drinking it, why?
There was no cups around.
Of course.
What else was he going to do?
You're right.
You know what you should do? You should start racing in gumboots. So, it'd be like a jug.
Well, since they've trademarked the name, I'm not sure what they're talking about, all the shoey stuff. I've been doing booties.
You've been doing booties?
Yeah, the whole time.
Fantastic.
It's just been disguised as shoeys.
As a booty. I like a booty.
I like a booty too.
Let's crack a couple of booties.
Why not?
So have you fired papers in? Have you said to them, hang on, mate?
I don't. I
this is the Formula One, by the way, who want to...
Well, they have trademarked it.
They have. They've done it.
I think that's outrageous.
I think it's kind of stupid, isn't it?
It is stupid.
They've got to come up with their own ideas. It's an Australian tradition, and they need to honour our Australian tradition.
McCarra's been, you know...
Why don't we start doing derpies?
What's that?
So underpants full of... Yuck. Let's have a derpy.
Just had a slight panic for a second when I went, hang on, where's he going with this?
Yeah. Hey, can I ask you while we're talking Formula One, the Red Bull? Yep.
Awesome race on the weekend.
It was an awesome race. I watched that live and there's some serious action on that track.
It was great.
Was stuff going on and then it finished. It came home with a wet sail and it blew up and the safety car was out and it was a riot.
Absolute riot.
But what about the two Red Bulls? What did you make of that? Well, who gets to the blame? I know it annoys me that the manufacturer's playing a bit of, we're sharing the blame.
I get sick of that too. You know, they're out there as a race. I know Verstappen was, doing his job and trying to block and defend. And, you know, in Formula One, you just have to beat your teammate. That's the number one rule. To still have a job next to you, you have to beat your teammate. So that's why they race so hard.
Yeah.
But I think Ricciardo, he did the fake. He tried to pass on the outside, on the right-hand side, and then Max tried to cover and then he switched back. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to make two moves under brakes. And he kind of did that. So I kind of think it's
his fault. They're trying to say, Daniel, it was too late to pass.
Yeah, committed.
I'm putting the finger at Max.
And they said he's got to apologise to the whole team. Do you get that? Do you understand that? Do you feel... let the team down?
I let the team down all the time.
You've got a well-rehearsed speech, have you?
All the time. More times than not, I let the team down. Yeah, because they work so hard and, you know, I crash the car and if I totally write the car off, I just walk away from it.
Well, speaking of that, any cars, you're heading over to Perth this weekend and you do want to give a shout-out to Betty Klemenko, who is she's the only female team owner in the championship. She's not doing too well at the moment. Bit sick.
She's a little bit sick. Yeah, she's got the flu and then RSV.
Oh, well, we spoke about this.
It's bronchial. It's bronchitis.
Is it okay?
She's just feeling a little.
Oh, thanks, Dr. Dave.
You're welcome.
she said make sure you wear your dentist masks on the plane so you don't
get
sick.
There's a shout out there.
That's true. And you're in Perth for the Super Sprint at the Raceway in WA and you'll be there this weekend.
Yep.
But we don't want you to leave the studio right now.
I know.
You've got to hang about. We've got the main reason we've got you here is to settle this whole issue about you punching above your weight. We saw an article. We think there's not many people who do this. Donald Trump, maybe. You.
Jay-Z was another one, I thought. Punch above his weight.
Jay-Z.
Yeah. Jay-Z. She's not that heavy, you know.
Hey, so what? Your beautiful partner, Tahan, is now a finalist in the Miss Universe contest.
Yep.
You met her as a grid girl back in the day. We talked about this. We're going to bring her in and we're going to talk through this to congratulate her primarily and ask her, what's she doing with Can you hang about?
Yeah, no worries. I figured out that everyone talks to me just to talk to her.
Tahan,
you're on to us.
Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Dave Reynolds, our special guest, by the way. The Virgin Australia Supercars Championship hits Perth this weekend.
Get out there, Perth crew. And he's not alone. He's here with his girlfriend partner, Tahan Lu Fat. Hello, Tahan. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Congratulations on your nomination as a finalist for the Miss Universe contest. You must be very excited and happy.
Very excited. I was not even expecting to get this far. So anything after this is a bonus.
Well, that's a good question.
That's a great
Why
way of looking
that?
At it.
Well, because I...
Have you been modelling for a while?
I've done it for a while since I was about... Well, I'm not fully professional, but since I was four, I've been doing bits and pieces. And I did it a few years ago, pre-Big Brother, and I didn't get this far. So this is...
You met as a grid girl who was driving. I mean, this is fantastic. Jane
Mick's
wants to
always
get rid of all the grid girls.
I
fall for them, and this is living proof of the...
Well, it's a happy, romantic love story.
She could have been a banana.
My mum told me about that. She loves you guys. So,
what was the process? So can we ask your background? What's your background?
Yeah, I am part Aboriginal, Malaysian, Chinese and English Australian.
So if you don't get nominated as Australian, you could have another three cracks at this.
you could
come back and go, you could run for China, you could
if
run
not,
for Indonesia.
Get your own show on SBS. You're a shoo-in. Absolute shoo-in.
It's very exciting.
It is. And tell us what the process is exactly when you enter the competition. What do you have have to do to get to win? What did you have to do on the night?
Well, this year was a little bit different. We had to do a private interview with 11 judges. Mm-hmm. And
that's
then
a lot.
It was a lot. It was a lot, yeah. And it was really, it wasn't that bad because I feel like if it's smaller, you're more intimidated. Yes. But the fact that it was a lot, it was a really cool, casual environment. And then we had to do a private bikini walk in groups. So, and it was, that was really fun. Like, they had music and everything, so it wasn't just
at least it's not the Donald Trump era. That exactly. would have been, imagine having to do that with Donald Trump still.
The private walk.
the private walk. And how the hell is this idiot helping? Is he doing anything to support you through this process?
He is amazing. I would, he cooks me dinner every night.
What? Really?
He does, and it's always, he's a health, he's like paleo health freak type thing.
Mick, so, take notes, see? Yeah. Beautiful chance this here. You too. Come
on. I might get him to move in with me. Well, he's been, I know how you, people are fascinated, and you say it yourself as a joke, and we all do, talk about punching above your weight. But what I find interesting is how that you got past your very first date, which you described yourself, and I'm going to play it to you, and how Tahan ever saw fit to go around again, I'll never know. Have a listen to you describing it.
First date, oh, I don't know, it's a bit grey. But I think I took it to Red Rooster at Bathurst.
You did not.
And he did promise me. He was like, "Oh, I'll take you out for dinner after I finish," because it was Bathurst. And then
I didn't finish till like 8 o'clock.
Came to pick me up, and I was like, "What about dinner?" He's like, "Oh, I don't have time. I've already eaten." I'm like, "Wow!
Oh my god!
Wow!
It was a race. Get this gorgeous girl on board.
You're honestly, terrible. Don't know how.
I tell you, your cooking and cleaning skills sound like they are
pretty much up there.
I'm pretty good at that.
He was cleaning last night as well. When I got home, he was like cleaning the bathroom and vacuuming and. In his underwear.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to see his calendar now. Can I ask this now? I'm fascinated by this Big Brother. What year were you in? And do you know hot dogs? I ask everyone.
This. So do you know what? I was not a Big Brother fan before I went on the show. I didn't watch any episodes. I didn't even know what I was getting myself into. And it was funny because when I was in the show, Tully, who was a massive fan, I thought we just got given food.
Tully, so she was in your series?
My series, yeah. And I was like, okay, where's the food at? And she's like, no, we have to earn the food. I was like, what? What? I didn't know that.
I should get that going at my house. Do a bit of cleaning.
Just holding it out. And who else was in your year?
So Team One, the big curly hair guy.
Oh, yeah.
Ben from Brisbane.
Was he the copper?
Ben from Brisbane. He's the lovely,
older guy. Yeah. He was just like really awkward.
He was young when I was watching it. The older guy to you.
And how'd you come?
I come second runner up. Sorry, third.
Second runner up. Yeah. Ah, were you disappointed to go, or were you happy to go?
I was happy to go at that point. I actually was missing David at that point. I wanted to win, obviously, but. I was happy with
250 grand.
So you two been together for a while, have you?
Like our 6 years. 5 grand
doesn't cut it.
6 years. Mickey, they've been together for six years.
Come on. When are you going to make an honest woman of this?
Oh, no. We'll have kids first.
We don't want to get married.
Right. Now, where do you go from here? Right. We've got to go to the news. Thank you for coming in. What's your...
When will we know if you are our...
Yeah, the national final is in June in Melbourne. This in 2 months.
Can we get people to vote for you or anything? Is there anything we can do?
It's all judges and sponsors.
Who can we... Hey, Mickey, you should be a judge.
Right. I'll make a few calls. Thank you so much for coming in. Good luck on the weekend. You're both a cracking ripping couple. Good luck to you both.
All right, Russell Howcroft, join us next.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
Yes, which is still at half mast, I'm afraid, with the sad news that Gibson is in receivership.
We might have to play a few more themes.
We will play it.
Well, this is Slash playing on a Gibson right now.
Say it ain't so. There's going to be cutbacks here. Will we have to get rid of it? I don't know. Hey, but we'll turn that frown upside down because we've got some great stuff in this. The Lost in Space robot apparently turns Jane on.
No, it doesn't.
You said it did.
The old one I liked. Danger Will Robinson. But the new one has a bit of a wang, apparently. That's what I'm hearing.
It's a massive wang. Yeah. Bring your own batteries, ladies. The new space robot is up and about. We'll ask you, does it trip your trigger? We'll have your calls. We'll have your tweets. But let's start with our very first guest, whose show goes over the trenches for the first time tonight on ABC for the year. Gruen, please make him welcome. It's Russell Howcroft.
Hi, everyone.
Hello, Russell. Thanks for having me. Are you nervous? How do you go these days? You're an old campaigner.
How many years now?
Well, it's definitely 10, but it might even be 11.
So, and it's been, it's never been stronger, I would think. No. And
nice of you to say
it's
that.
It's a really enjoyable, smart, funny
it's
show.
It's good. Well, they tell me, I'm pretty sure it is the number one show on the ABC.
Yep.
Oh, that's great.
When it launched 10 years ago, it was the highest launch since Kath and Kim.
Oh, well, that's saying a lot. Yeah, that's there you big. Go, right?
It was called The Gruen Transfer. Was that the initial title? Can you explain to anyone who takes this always for granted? Let's go right back to the beginning.
Okay.
What is The Gruen Transfer?
Okay, so there was a fellow called Victor Gruen who was an architect.
Yep.
But his particular speciality was in shopping centres.
Yeah.
You're right.
And what he did is he designed shopping centres and malls and halls so that you would actually dictate the traffic flow, which would then dictate whether you were a buyer or not. So he would turn browsers into buyers just off the back of his architecture, and that became known as the Gruen Transfer.
Oh, what an asshole.
Wow. Well, yeah. It's like when you said you went to the zoo or somewhere and you had to come through the gift shop to get out.
You can't get out.
That's what it is.
The Lego exhibition it was.
Very funny. Yeah. I've just been to Parliament House in Canberra, just came from Canberra, and, of course, they make you walk through the gift shop on the way out of Parliament
House. What do you want to get at Parliament House? Jeez.
Okay.
And let me tell you, the memorabilia, they do need a total overhaul.
Not such good shop.
Some old, either the Prime Minister's eyebrows. Question without notice, what were you doing in Canberra and what are you working on? This sounds very high-powered. What are you lobbying for now?
Was it a lobbying exercise? Not really. No, I went to see the Minister of the Media, so Mitch Fifield, because I'm the chair of AFTERS, so the Australian Film, Television and Radio School, based at Fox Studios there in Sydney.
Good for you.
It's an awesome school. It's got, you know, 3-year courses, MAs, BAs.
Would you like me to come out and lecture?
Yes, of course. I'd love all of you.
Oh, I think that'd be good. I'd love to hear you.
That would be, that'd be brilliant. You should do that. I'll hold you to that.
You could wear a brown corduroy jacket.
Great.
Talk about how all the networks I've been axed from. I could, that'll be my masterclass.
How to get axed. how to get axed and just keep on getting paid more.
That's great.
Hey, very good. So what'll be the topics that you bite on tonight? What's out there?
So it is. So in fact, episode one, year one, we did banks.
Yes.
No, banks are major advertisers. Wow. Yeah. So banks spend hundreds of millions.
Sure.
And of course, right now there's a bit of tension. Obviously,
they're being carted out on gurney tables.
They are.
The Royal Commission.
Yeah. It's fascinating. So of course, the Royal Commission is everywhere, and yet banks are in business, right? So they've still got to. They've still got to advertise. So they've still got to promote themselves.
Have you seen any good ad for a bank lately?
Well, I think there's some good ads.
You really do?
Oh, absolutely there are. So, of course, if you divorce yourself from the context and just look at the ads, so, ANZ, for example, they're doing some small business advertising with their new tech platform. It's good stuff. The Commonwealth Bank is really interesting. They've been relentless this year around their promotion.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear that as a result, they're actually doing quite so when it comes to what's
what
happening.
What about Westpac and all their saving people who are drowning and all that?
Well,
God help us.
We can be heroes, of course.
Do you know what I do?
But you know what?
Using those songs as well. Well, rack off.
No, using songs is good. Because if you use songs, especially songs that remind you of a particular time in your life, it's a bit of an old ad trick. If you're after a 45-year-old, that's a core audience.
Yep.
Go back to when they were 15. Get the number one song during that period. Whack that into the ad.
And this is evil.
Yeah. No, well, it's it, all clever.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
And, but the thing about
it's a fine line.
It's totally clever. The Westpac commercial. Just if you just look at it as a piece of film, I mean, it's actually beautifully made.
Yeah.
It really. I mean, there's. Just have a look at it in terms of filmmaking.
Is this with the Westpac helicopter?
Well, the helicopter's at the end.
Yeah. Is this Cate Blanchett's voice banging
spoiler
on?
Alert.
Yeah, maybe.
Can I give you my? This is what my ad would be if I was Westpac.
This is going.
I'd have the Westpac helicopter hovering over someone who's drowning.
Yeah.
But before you save them, you'd ask them who they banked with, and you would only save Westpac customers.
Awesome.
Hey, that'll get you over the line.
Remember that next time you're out there and you're bobbing around in the ocean like a cork.
Well, in marketing strategy.
Comes, who you bank with.
That's it. So in marketing strategy, it's all about nudging. You want to nudge customers.
I like that term. One of the things that's really interesting to me is why Coke Zero has now become Coke, no sugar, and I don't like it because I'm an aficionado. Oh, look, and if anybody rings up and tells me it's bad for me, oh, boo-hoo.
Whatever.
I know, I'm a grown-up.
Yeah.
But I drink it, all
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
Why did they change the name?
Well, it's because if you've got Coke Zero, black can, what you actually end up doing is you end up promoting that as heavily as you promote your red can.
Yep.
So really it's about Coca-Cola just getting back to the core.
See, this is confusing to me because when I go in the shop, it's now a red can and it looks like the full sugar one.
That's
and
it.
I don't want the bleeding sugar evil product.
Yeah,
and I want the crappy real evil chemical product.
Yeah. what they want you to do isn't to buy – they don't want to sort of segment by individuals.
Okay.
They want to – so, you know – Your age, your type, that's a black can person. That age, that type, that's a white can person. They want you to all be red can people and then choose occasion because on some occasions you'll want to have it without sugar, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? This is, anyway.
Big mistake, Coke.
No, it's growing. It's growing all throughout the world.
I don't like it.
It's growing throughout the world. It's also around sugar tax and it's making sure that people are aware that there is a option without sugar. Very, very important. Coke Zero doesn't say no sugar. So they need.
Oh, we've got to be a nong not to know.
Well, I bet you there's plenty of research that says that people don't know that it's got no sugar.
Well, they deserve to.
Yeah. Anyway, that's on Gruen.
So, well, they would have researched that within an inch of their lives before they did it, right? What did you just say?
They deserve to have diabetes.
Yeah, well, maybe, right?
Pardon me, I get fired up about my Coke Zero.
Yeah, and well, there's a fair bit around. Pairing food with Coca-Cola and usage occasions. Well, I'm excited. I'm excited about Coke because if you watch the show tonight, you'll see they're getting back to core. They're getting back to
classics.
Young people on beaches with smiling and
thank
drinking.
You. Thank
that's
you. All
that's all I
want. Good-looking people diving off cliffs.
That's all I want.
that's all.
Can I smoke too?
Yeah, that could be fun.
From my Coke ads, which I remember as a teenager.
That's right.
Second to the Big M ads.
They're getting back to the core.
Excellent.
About what made you know. Coca-Cola brought down the Berlin Wall, right? Because all those people on the other side wanted that lifestyle.
To be like Americans.
So be, you know, big and bold is what they're after, all right?
I like it. Now, before you go, I know you're across both codes of football. I want to ask you, you're having a thesis at the moment. You think NRL is in better shape than AFL.
Well,
discuss.
I was watching Backpage last night, and what's his name? The Journo Crunch, I think is his name.
Yeah. Oh, yes. No,
Crunch. Big man, right? Big man around town. And he was just talking about, geez, the AFL's starting to be difficult to watch. And in fact, it's looking like rugby league looked in the 80s, 90s, congestion, just big blokes bumping into each other, no room to move the ball, no leg speed, not an open field of play. Not the rugby league that we as supporters want to watch. I go, right. Well, that sort of is resonating because you think about what's happening in the AFL world.
Yep.
You're getting a lot of people saying, hang on, I am actually at the point that I'm not really enjoying watching this.
Okay.
And
does this happen at every stage of this year, round
seven,
round
eight?
Yeah,
I know, and then everyone says this happens every year around this time. No, the truth of it is the game is horrendously congested and that the people have got, there's no clear, the only clear play you get is when the ball gets dumped out the back and people have got to run onto it.
Yeah.
So the league guys, the league people were smart enough to change rules in order to create the game that the fans want.
There's some surprise results going on in the league. There's some real upsets and there's big scores.
But are you saying they've created it, Russell, for the TV viewing audience?
No. Well, for the fans, which includes TV, but also people that go to watch the game. So here's an exercise in AFL land. What sort of game do the fans want to watch? So write down what's the sort of game that the fans want to watch. And then you write rules.
Tiger victory.
Then you write rules
that
gives them the game that they want to watch, right?
That sounds very simplistic.
It is.
Don't we have
it would
commissions,
be good if they
though,
did
that
it,
have to frig around
right?
with all this?
Honestly, I'm over it. It's pretty simple. It is simple.
It is.
Can we just...
And honest.
We'll
have a think tank. We'll do it after
Let's
the show.
Let's do that.
Hey, Russell, we can't thank you enough for coming in. It's always educational. It's always entertaining. Gruen tonight. Did you hear Will Anderson got turfed out of the ABC today? This has just come through on the hotline.
Well, we need to find out more.
He's been escorted from the ABC.
And
we'll
that's
get
a
to the
big
bottom
story. We'll find out
what
directly
did you say?
From him.
What did you say? It's another show for him.
I reckon he might have set that up because he needs content for next year's comedy festival. Don't you reckon?
Gruen tonight, 8:30.
8:30 on ABC and ABC iView. Will Anderson will join us tomorrow. And Jane's got the hots for the robot next.
Yeah.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Righto, Jane. Now, what's going on? Women are losing it
I can't believe it.
Over this new robot for the reboot of Lost in Space. Yeah. Why? What's the attraction? What's tripping your trigger?
Okay, so Netflix have, and it's just been on the last, we're promoting actually on this network. They've gone a bit darker this time round because, of course, the classic Lost in Space is
with Lost
I grew up with. Mm. Can we just hear what the robot that I loved in Lost in Space?
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
Yeah, so it was that roundy.
And what's the new one sound like?
Listen to the new one.
Danger, Will Robinson.
Hang on.
What?
What's he doing?
Can't do that. So for a start, there's no metal bits and there's no bright lights.
Angel woman with the whirring arms.
And there's no like flappy space head and the flappy wing arms.
As he knocks a rock off.
That's right.
Which is clearly made of paper mache.
And the claw hands and the slinky arms.
Ghost in his power pack.
What's going on? This guy looks like, I'll tell you what it looks like, and that's why I'm having terrible flashbacks. Looks like the fish that the woman had sex with in The Shape of Water.
I'm starting to worry that you're fixated on this now.
Okay. Too much.
Me thinks she doth protest.
The comments
too much.
Are crazy. People are saying this online about this new robot. The Lost in Space robot is sexy, you guys. Okay. I'm not the only one who has a boner for the robot in Lost in Space, am I? That's not me, by the way. That was someone.
Danger, danger.
I finally realised I got a problem when I ended up falling for that hot Lost in Space robot. What's wrong with women today? They've really fallen for this. But we've all, though, realised, as we had a discussion in the office, that people did have crushes on other fictional characters. And we've actually had some people call in and write in already to us to tell us some.
Yep.
Jess Isn't Here says she loves Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, it's all supposed to be Johnny Depp in a wig.
A dreadlock drunk pirate.
Oh, well done, Jess. It's real fictional.
Larry Adema has the hots for Jabba the Hutt.
Wow.
That's interesting.
Interesting.
There you go.
What about
Matthew Nanos? Brooke Vandenberg.
Oh,
hello.
So hot.
Well, jeez. Heyday.
Back to period piece, but there we are.
How dare you? I'll tell you who I had a crush on.
Oh.
Darcy from Pride and Prejudice, but the TV's version.
Yeah, this really annoys me.
What annoys you about that?
Actually, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go around being really rude to women all the time and standoffish and then pretend that's just pure mystery and watch them fall on my feet.
I love that.
And then just go out and be real rude.
Can you fall in a lake and get all your pantaloons
wet? Sure, I can do that.
And have your puffy shirt like Jerry Seinfeld.
That's it.
I don't think of Betty Rubble.
Yeah, Betty Rubble.
Yeah, from the Flintstones.
What about you, Mick? Who did you love?
Little Miss Muffet, I think, was...
what?
Sorry, that's a bit weird.
Hey, not now, then. Oh. I'm not a creep.
Why?
What do you love
as
now?
A kid. Jeez.
Oh, and they Muffet. Can't be from Zoo
it's
Magazine.
Just the way she sat on that tuffet. What was it? I don't know. Call me crazy. I'm conflicted about Wonder Woman because I like... She's hot.
The new Wonder Woman or the old Wonder Woman.
And then, she'll lasso you. That's all good.
Well, I thought you might like
that. It's a whole truth thing. Yeah, I do. No, it's the truth thing I'm worried about.
That'll get you down in the end.
I've got nothing.
You're a blubbering mess.
So that, I've got nothing.
Give us a call. Who did you have a crush on?
Well, this is a good one. Fictional character. Fictional character.
Who was it?
133353 is the number.
Elvira, Mistress
of the Dark. Quite like Penny
the
from the original Lost in Space.
Penny?
Well, she was lovely.
She was also one of the children in Sound of Music.
Well, so I'm already taken when it comes to the Sound of Music.
All right, give us a call. We're looking for fictional characters. 133353.
Give me shivers.
He's Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
I'm in shock.
Jane's lost it.
No, I'm in shock because people are responding to the new robot in Lost in Space and saying the robot's sexy because it seems like it's got pecs, a six-pack, a big wang and a hard butt from what I can
see.
As compared to the old one.
Yeah.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
That's better. The good old days.
What about Dr. Zachary Smith?
Dr. Zachary Smith. Will Robinson.
Dr. Smith and the new one's a woman. In the new Lost in Space.
God. I think he might have been in the old one. Let's be quite clear about this. Let's take Chris first, because he's got something to say.
Okay.
About this. Chris, what's your theory regarding the
new robot?
New robot.
Well, I watched the series.
Yes, did you like it?
Yeah, I did like it. The robot really didn't blow Morris' skirt up. But I've got a theory that maybe it's got a really awesome vertebrate function.
Hey, oh, well.
It does look like it.
That's a problem.
It's like it could do it all.
My comment on your Facebook page was the Elvira one, Mistress of the Dark.
Elvira. Or Booberella, as it's sometimes
called. I remember
Elvira.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, good call. Well done.
Okay, Andy, tell us who you had the crush on. I'm sorry, I lost myself.
Possibly still do.
Yeah.
As a young fella, you go past Ginger and Marianne from Gilligan's Island.
No, mate, no.
But you've got to be one or the other.
You can't be Ginger and Marianne. No. You're Ginger or Marianne. You're Wilma or Betty.
Yep. It has to be Ginger.
Oh, yes.
You've gone the wrong way, mate. Gone the wrong way.
I knew you'd be a Marianne boy.
Marianne, little pigtails.
I knew you'd love those little pigtails and that little checked frock.
Jeannie from I Dream of Jeannie. She was pretty
Barbara Feldon.
Yeah, it just felt a bit claustrophobic in the bottle.
In that bottle, she'd give you an earache.
And she could find you anywhere. You know, and you know when you were... It was why the
she'd just pop up anywhere.
Anyway, it's like the woman from Bewitched who was great too. Yeah. I was very attracted to her.
I loved her too.
Yeah. But the idea that she had all the power was really crushing to me. Just wiggle that nose, and all of a sudden, I've got a peacock feather coming out my bot. I mean, who wants that? Who wants to live like that, Joan Kennedy? Hey, Luke's on the line. Luke, who was it for you, mate?
Princess Jasmine from Aladdin.
Princess Jasmine, we're not a real devotee of this. Does that ring a bell for
anyone? No, she's pretty, and she can sing, and she's a little one-dimensional.
Have a good rack.
Her voice is very sultry. Yeah.
She wore an outfit like Jeannie. You know?
Well, I'm there. Got that look. Good rack.
Luke. Very nice.
Yeah. He's just not biting.
Of course, he doesn't want to bite.
It's like I'm insulting his girlfriend. All right.
Okay. Rob.
I'll make a play at her, Luke.
G'day.
How are you, Rob?
Hello, Rob.
Yeah, good.
Now, you've got an interesting one.
Well, Lady Penelope out of the Thunderbird.
Oh. Do you know what? She tests very well in nerd circles.
A
wooden marionette.
Yeah. With a big head of hair.
Yeah.
Wearing a scarf.
Drives a hot car.
Big lips.
She was very pretty, wasn't she, Rob?
And a great accent.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, no, that's very fair enough.
And, yeah, and she still looks good.
And she doesn't age. You still hold a candle? Dreaming of one day getting a couple of splinters.
But don't hold a candle too close to it. She'll go up in flames. All right. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Phil.
Get the sandpaper out. Hey, Phil, what's going on, mate?
Hey, Mick, Jane, how are we?
Good. Who is it, Phil?
Yeah, not bad. It'd have to be Jessica Rabbit.
Okay, we've had quite a few calls down this front, and I think that was deliberately made so dads would have something to look at.
But, Phil, I'm guessing you'd have been a young fella when Jessica first came out.
Oh, you would have got me going about 12 or 13, Jane,
Jeepers, I hope my boys don't talk like that.
Up until then, what was it, just the Teletubbies for you? Was it doing for Phil? What was going on, mate?
Thank you, Phil. Right. Jeremy.
How you going, guys?
Good, Jeremy. Now tell us who you had the crush on when you were a kid.
It's a tad embarrassing, but it was Miss Piggy.
Come on, Jeremy. What? Miss Piggy? Are you talking
She
about?
Was mean, cranky, pushy, and not so attractive, just saying.
I was about 8 or 9, and I don't remember why, but I don't know. Maybe I was just attracted to, wanted to be.
That's your style. You like the larger woman.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Confirm or deny.
We embrace that. Jeremy, let's give Jeremy a prize for embracing larger women.
He's a Rubenesque man.
Yeah.
Jeremy.
And who isn't?
Doesn't mind him a little on the larger side.
Matt, you can be our last caller. Matt.
Who's the fictional character you had a crush on?
Matt, I'm just going to go straight to the bottom of the barrel and say Debbie from Debbie Don't
Tell Us. Oh, you're an idiot, Matt. For God's sake.
Give Matt a prize.
Yeah, that's sure.
Give Matt a prize.
Screaming Jets tickets for you, Matt.
Well done, guys. I like it a lot.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
There's a lot of irons in the fire on today's program. We're getting feedback on quite a few
fronts. Yes, movie spoilers too, I was just going to add. Sure. Remember we were talking about that Infinity War's on? And
that's
at the moment,
massive spoiler. Yeah.
There's things happen. We don't want to know it.
People are frightened out there. People are running home.
They're blocking their ears. Little kids are telling other little kids and causing big dramas.
There's mayhem out there in the streets.
Kobe Devon Lee has said... is this okay? Last year, my friend spoiled the entire season finale of Game of Thrones an hour before I was going to watch it.
No.
Retribution. He called him on Friday and he listed exactly what happens from Infinity War and hung up. Oops. That's tough. Got to be careful.
I remember ruining the crying game for a lot of people.
You did not.
That's one that she used to never come in. Wow.
She wouldn't do that. See, there's, I don't enjoy that.
I used to come out of the cinema going, whoa! It's a guy!
Oh, spoiler alert.
Still, spoiler alert. Hello for all the people.
20 years old, you idiot.
Some people haven't seen it. Right. I'm sure. Hey, look, we're still mourning.
Fictional character. Oh, sorry, you go.
Although we're mourning Gibson guitars still. And you know what we're getting a lot of groundswell for? We were talking about having a world
a concert,
tour. What is it we'd call all our mates like Slash and...
Let's put together a super Angus group. Young. Dave's idea.
Yeah, I love it.
You're suggesting a concert.
I'm suggesting a concert. Dave Grohl will get people, everyone who's playing Ace Frehley, people who are going to play their
Gibson. A massive
Gibson.
Super group of travelling Gibsons.
And they should, yeah.
The
travelling
Gibsons.
Yes,
yeah,
should
I like
have
it.
Shares in they can all buy the company.
These guys can buy the company. If you need $200 million, surely this lot can
Stones,
all pull
someone's
it
got that.
Together and buy Gibsons, pull it from the wreckage.
We've got any other
it.
Riffs that yeah. we're
yeah. We've got Sean on the line. First, just okay. Sean. Sean, what's you've got a Gibson. You're pretty upset about all this?
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely, mate. Yeah, look, my father-in-law, when he passed, he left us this 12-string acoustic Gibson from 1962.
Yep.
Absolute beautiful machine.
Wow.
Plays like a dream.
Yeah.
And sure enough, you know, as you can imagine, I'm wondering if this is going to affect the price, hopefully for the better. But
oh, Dan, none of this ghoulish stuff there, Sean. This is like,
business is business.
This is like when a painter dies and these paintings go up by twice the...
Mate, we'd never sell it. It's a family heirloom now. And
what's it insured for, can I ask? What's it insured for?
16K.
All right. All right. There you go. That's a fair price. So let's try and rally the troops and
who
get something
we
going.
We
had a GoFundMe page, didn't we?
We're going to start one up, I think, to save the Gibson.
You got some Gibson there?
Yeah, what about some Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top?
The Gibson.
Here it is.
Going about its business.
Doing
once again.
Hard-working.
What about
sweet-sounding.
Alan Collins from Lynyrd Skynyrd.
That's awesome. Is that
Freebird?
Oh, my God.
We had Angus Young early with Thunderstruck. What about this one?
A whole lot of Rosie.
Yeah. How could this be?
We can't let it go.
Save the Gibson. Save the whales. Save the Gibsons. This should be a worldwide. We should have those little pins, you know, that they have.
Yes.
That people wear it.
Like a ribbon.
Like a ribbon.
A black ribbon.
And you know how we could raise money?
How?
Put out guitar cases like buskers.
Yes.
Like
yes.
Gibson guitar cases. Or we'll get a massive one.
No, we're going to think about this.
We
like
need
it.
To think about this.
All right.
We need to go to Cal.
Cal Jam.
Cal Jam.
In California, organised by Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters.
Do this.
They'll do something. Let's get on the line to Dave.
Right. We'll do it then.
Right. It's happening, people. This is Kennedy Malloy. More after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
You can put the Gibson business to one side. I've had quite a good time on today's program.
Was
there a highlight
have.
For you? Was there anything that you enjoyed?
Well,
I'll
tell
the other?
You, I did meet, I love seeing Dave Reynolds and his
Tahan.
Gorgeous
she lovely?
Girlfriend
She's
Tahan.
Gorgeous.
Wasn't she fantastic? And good luck.
And a
good couple, nice people.
Yep.
I hope I think that would be awesome if she became our Miss Universe
our representative.
Entrant. Yeah. It would be fantastic. And she seems nice. I mean...
Well, she's pretty smart chick,
yeah,
too.
Cool.
And
as long as she doesn't fall for the usual pitfalls, which is the Q&A, which can go wrong.
Which I do enjoy, I must say. I hold out.
I was going to play this to her.
Good luck with it, but
just remember things can go wrong.
I don't think she's going to fall for the usual... it happens a lot in America in the pageants.
Well, Miss Teen USA 2007, was it Miss South Carolina?
Yeah.
Oh, she's kind of awesome.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Wow.
That's
she just piles off with her for our children.
That's a masterpiece.
Oh,
I mean,
is,
there's been some catastrophes.
That's pretty much my highlight.
Time, but that's as good as
I reckon she knows two other countries outside of the USA, which was South Africa and Iraq.
And some such. All right. Have a good night tonight. Dave, you're obviously going home to watch some old episodes of the Flintstones.
I will. I grew up. Hanna-Barbera was my soundtrack.
Get your Betty Rubble fix.
Oh, Betty Rubble, yep.
Don't disturb Dad. He's in the den watching.
I've got
Betty
the box
Rubble.
Set at home, and that's a true story.
I loved a show called James at 15, and no one will remember that. But there was a guy, James at
72
15.
Right now. Yeah, Joe, I should
That'd
have mentioned.
Be depressing.
Kathy Bates from Misery. Oh, no, there was something.
You've always had a flame for her, haven't you?
All the ankles.
A bit more cankles.
I think we're just about done for another day.
All right, everybody, well done.
We've got Will Anderson on the show tomorrow. We better ask him about him being escorted out of the ABC.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll be on to it.
Will, tomorrow, grab the podcast, the catch-up, missed any of the big show today. That's at kennedymalloy.com.au.
This is Kennedy Malloy. You knew how to drive home.